As such events can be a great challenge to us. We are not, all of us, like Elijah. Our prayers for those who die young, our children, may not lead God to restore life. There are griefs, there are losses, there are sorrows that are not overcome in our lifetime. But may we then in such times lift our eyes to hope. Often we look down to stoicism. Keep the lip stiff. Keep going. That's all you can do. Well, may I suggest that there is something else, something more faithful, more true to God that we can do. And the first thing I think is we should let ourselves cry. Cry tears, weep sorrow, and cry to the Lord in our agony, because the loss hurts us, because the loss cuts us up in pain, and because we know that God hears our pain, feels our agony, understands our grief. There is a false idea that circulated in our faith for sadly hundreds of years. It's the idea that somehow God is untouched by feelings. That's a Greek idea that crept into our faith. It's not a scripture revelation. Christ wept at the tomb of Lazarus. Christ cried over Jerusalem. A God who would not sorrow with us is a God who would never have come to die for us. Weep, protest, appeal, and do not be afraid to do so. And yet in doing so, look to hope. The hope that is shown in the beaten nails of the cross. The hope that says, this is not how it is meant to be. And this is not how it will be. God is making all things right. Your injustice will be healed. Your peace, your joy will be fully restored to you in manifold blessing. See, hope sustains us. Hope inspires us. And perhaps in your suffering, there is an arm of empathy, a service of love, a gift of grace that you can offer to others and comfort them as you yourself have been comforted. And sometimes it takes a great trouble to anchor us more deeply in Jesus. The storm of suffering shocks us out of a superficial, I'm saved, I'm okay. Of course, as we noted at the beginning, for some it will have the contrary effect. They will turn away from God. Oh, like the elder brother in the story of the prodigal. All these years I served you, all these years I did this stuff for you, and look how you go. Oh, no, I'm not going in with you anymore. But by God's grace, the storm of our suffering will blow us over into a deepening dependence on God, a move into discipleship, that being with God, that going with God, that living with God. So we can say, I am okay because God and I, we share home together. He will not desert me, and I will not desert him. He is with me. And despite all that's happened to me, I will myself to be with him. We don't know what became of the widow and her son. After the son's death and restoration to life, and after Elijah left them to return to Israel, how did they then live? Did they change their lives to continue to live in and enjoy the blessing of the God of Elijah? We don't know. But the present lockdown, if it's not stretching application too far, has brought us face to face with a death. The death of church as we have known it. The death of our traditional routines, our weekly activities, our building centered togetherness. When the Lord lifts the lockdown and we are restored to life together, will we see our church way in a new way? Or will we want to go into the future, hugging to ourselves the ways of yesterday? Will the social death that we are experiencing and the restoration of true fellowship change how we are for the God of Elijah, our God? Now, I guess you may actually have been reflecting on such things, perhaps with a mixture of emotions, like all grieving, there can be within it both some relief as well as sorrow. Perhaps it would benefit us all if we were able to find a way of sharing our sense of what God has been saying to us in this time of separation. Our sense maybe of his plans for us. Our sense of how he might have been bringing good to us out of these difficult times. Things that we might be able to build on for his kingdom future. Things that actually he might be saying to us, you know, some of these things you've held on to are so precious. Well, you need to let go of them. Or you need to do them in an entirely different way. For perhaps they were not living up to what I was asking you to do or to be. See, in God's presence, in his care for us, in his purposes for us, in these things is his shelter, in these things is our being, in these things are the meaning of our lives as his people. Maybe find some way to share and see in this the good that the Lord might be calling us to, the new possibilities of his future that he's laying out before us, discerning his plans, building on the good, letting go, and not being afraid to weep at the loss of the past, but to rejoice in the new blessing. To the glory of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.